I'm looking at those books, give me a burn that won't go down. I heard that when you get real hard and it won't go down, you gotta let out some sperm. But the guys I know say jacking off is for queers. When your sperm wants to come out and you don't have a chick around, you just sit back, leave it in your pants, and let it dribble into your shorts. It's not like when you spurt it with a woman, it's just not being able to hold back your sperm. Last time I spurted, it was with a chick last week in the drive-in. I really shot my load into my boxers. That feels the best. So I try and save all the sperm for a chick. But if my boner won't go down, I know the sperm's gonna gush out. So I just sit there and wait for it. But if I try and stop it, I'm gonna spurt. I climax, so I just sit there and let all the sperm dribble out into my boxers. There's no way I'm gonna spurt. That's for when you're with a chick. My prick's about as hard as it's gonna get. The way my boxers have been sliding on my prick, I know I have to let some stuff out. It's already leaking out a little bit. All the sperm's gonna dribble out into my boxers. The harder my prick gets, the more cream leaks out. So I know my prick's gonna let out big wads of sperm into my pants. All the sperm's gonna gush out. My sperm wants to come out. Well, it's coming out. Now I'm creaming in my shorts. There's no way I'm gonna spurt. This is just emptying my balls. Feels like a lot. It just keeps leaking out into my boxers. There's no way I could stop it. Damn, there's a lot of cream dribbling out. My shorts are getting soaked with sperm. I could see sperm soaking through my pants. Well, look at the spot on my pants. What a stain. My boxer shorts are all wet. There's no way I could hold back my sperm.